Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. Still hard to say that. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Not late and great yet. Still working on that. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flaxington, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Beverly Flaxington is the human behavior coach. She is the author of the new book, The Essential Sales Guide for Entrepreneurs and Business Owners. Beverly, we're talking about sales and who should be the salesperson for you, for your organization. If you're big enough, you got to have a sales organization. But what about, let's talk about, one of the things you talk about in your book that I want you to share with us are where to put your focus, how to focus your activity. How much should you spend on getting new sales, and how much on should you focus on existing customers? This is one of the, getting this balance is oftentimes the key to success for a lot of businesses, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, I love your book, Jim, The Age of the Customer, because I think that in some ways, you know, over time, these two have become very intertwined. I mean, if I look at my own business, you know, 90% of our new revenue comes from existing relationships.
Yep.
It's either new projects, new introductions, somebody moves to another firm.
And how often do we take those people for granted?
Exactly.
Oh, that's the cardinal sin of business, isn't it?
Well, it really is. You think about, you know, even the simple things, and I've had this happen to me so many times over the year as a customer of someone where you'll, you know, you might come across something in the mail. You know, new customers only get this particular discount,
mm-hmm.
or they get, and
yeah,
I understand.
What about chopped liver?
Well, and that's it, right? Like, we get it because we are business builders. We are small business people. We understand philosophically why they're doing it. But if you're the existing customer, there's an offensive reaction there that
mm-hmm.
says, so you want somebody new, but you're not willing to do this for me. So I think we really do, I don't know if it's so much, you know, dividing up the time as much as it is dividing up the activities. So I may not send that same postcard to an existing customer, but wouldn't I send them something else,
mm-hmm.
some other sort of offer, or maybe a thank you, or asking them to refer somebody. So I think it's so important that we don't just think about sales as those new people I haven't yet met, but also as enriching and deepening those existing customer relationships, because they're going to be the key to a lot of other relationships out there as well.
Well, it's been well documented and established that it's cheaper to keep a good customer than it is to find and bring on a new one.
Yes.
And the thing is, one of the biggest mistakes that we all make, all of us do, is we get into a little bit of a cycle with our customers, and they're calling us, and we're serving them, and everybody seems to be happy, but we get the idea that their expectations a year from now or 6 months from now are going to be the same as they are today, and that's a mistake. I can promise you that's not true, and if we don't keep checking in with them, saying, hey, you know, has the dial been turned? Are you turning to the left or to the right here? Is the shade of blue we're delivering you still the right shade? Whatever the detail is, if we're not following up with those people and making sure that that we know what their expectation is today, then you're going to wind up not getting the phone call one day.
Well, and I think we know this by looking at the amount of businesses over the last several years that have been around for a long time and have ended up having to close doors or something.
Yeah.
Because they haven't changed, they haven't met the needs of their customers, the changing and evolving needs of their customers. And so I really do think, you know, this whole idea of sales has to be expanded beyond the idea of, you know, you're going out, you're directly talking to somebody new, you're trying to win them over, you know, you're trying to turn them from a prospect into a customer. Yes, we're doing that too. But then we also have to think more broadly about how can we communicate differently to the people we already know, and what's our market asking about? You know, can we reinvent ourselves in our business? I mean, this is a hard thing. If I have a very good friend who runs a manufacturing plant, and he'll say to me, you know, we do see things that are changing, but it's expensive to, you know, it's small business, very small business. He has about 40 people working for him. But he says, you know, I see some of these trends, but then I have to sit down and figure out, you know, what's the cost going to be to me to outfit some of this machinery to do things differently. And so I think you're always looking
at
those trade-offs.
But at least he is addressing what he's up against, so he can make an informed decision to move forward or not move forward. But I mean, that person will probably survive. It's the people who won't face those truths. Those are the ones who aren't going to make it, who get surprised by a customer telling you, well, you know, yeah, that's what we used to buy from you, but we don't use that anymore.
Isn't that so true? Because I talk about that as the options, right? The obstacles we face, and then what options we have to deal with them. And you're absolutely right. So he then has the option. If, let's say, he does the analysis, he comes back, he decides, I really can't afford to invest, then he has to figure out, okay, how then can I message what I do differently?
That's right. How do I make the most out of what I have once I make that decision?
Yeah.
Making an informed decision will never take you down. Avoiding the informed decision, that's what will take you down. Beverly, I need your website one more time, please.
It's the-collaborative.com.
The book is called The Essential Sales Guide for Entrepreneurs.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.